Welcome to the SMB Community Podcast with hosts Amy Babinchek, James Kernan, and Carl Polacek. Produced by Kernan Consulting and for the international MSP community, we are dedicated to making every IT professional a successful IT professional.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the SMB Community Podcast with Amy Babinchek and James Kernan. How you doing, James?
I'm doing good. Doing good. How are you?
Good. I suppose I shouldn't wish everybody a good morning because it's probably not morning when they're listening to this, but it is morning, Monday morning for you and I as we record these every week.
It is. It's a little chilly Monday morning as well.
It is.
Morning for coffee.
James and I are in the Midwest, as our loyal listeners know, and this is our first early snow. We typically get this one early snow, and then snow goes away, and then winter will start in earnest sometimes later, but this kicks us into gear of like, oh, right, yeah, winter's coming, isn't it? There's an inch of snow on the ground. It'll melt today, but it's the warning shot across the bow, right?
Exactly. Yeah, you're a little further north, but than we are. But it is certainly cold and windy. At least the sun is out today, but no accumulation of snow here. But we did get some flurries this weekend, which was exciting.
The sun is shining, and there's nothing better than sunshine on snow. It's just the world is just bright and cheery when it's sunny with snow.
I agree.
It really is.
I agree. Virtual high fives on that comment.
All right. Yeah. High five.
Nice.
Hey, we have a very unexpected question of the week this week. At least it was really unexpected to me.
Yeah.
And the question is distribution dead? Is it dead? It's prompted, I think, by an article that was out there this week.
Yeah.
Talking about distribution and how it's changing. So is distribution dead? What's happening with distribution?
You know, it's funny. So you and I have been in the channel for a long time, and it used to be distribution only. I mean, I don't know if you remember the, I forget what they called them, the medallion distributors that you hung your shingle on or your license with, where this is the only place where you could buy Compaq or HP or the name brands like IBM.
Right.
You'd hook up.
Get certified in order to be able to sell HP. Yep.
So you were only allowed to buy that one product through that one distributor. Now they opened things up, throughout the years, but it has been kind of the slow decline of distribution. And I saw that article. I thought it was really interesting. And it seems like more and more of the distribution-like partners are acting like big resellers. And they're acting like value-added resellers, where they have marketplaces, strong training teams. They're adding a lot of other value instead of just the traditional distributor. So like the PAX 8s of the world, not a big fan of PAX 8, but they've made their mark on the channel. And, they, to me, look like just a big reseller, but they're providing value. They've got a great marketplace, and people are leveraging that. But I think it's time that distribution really needs to reinvent themselves and invest heavily in one, those marketplaces, and then really helping the MSP, drive more sales. And I know they've been trying to do that, but it feels like more and more MSPs that I talk to, Amy, are buying from the PAX 8s of the world, or just buying from other resellers. Not the big distributors like we used to.
Yeah, they have to find a new value, right? Just like the margin for us as the people that are supplying these things to our clients is kind of drained out of hardware resale.
Yeah.
Over the years, used to be, businesses routinely made 30-40% on hardware sales. And I used to sell those things at 10% that we used to make 40% on, right? So focusing on services, not hardware revenues. And it's really interesting to see the distributors have to do the same thing. The margins drained out for them as well.
Right.
So, I think, We'll see what they do. These are huge companies. The Synnex, TD Synnex is a gigantic company. It's not easy to move a boat that big.
No, the Titanic is alive and well in that scenario, but you're exactly right. They need to pivot quick, and we'll see if they can do it.
Yeah.
And it's always kind of sad because those are the companies that I leveraged to grow my businesses, way back when. And
Me too.
when I go to these big trade shows, like a ChannelCon, for example, it always seems like people are just walking by, the Ingram booth or the TD Synnex booth or the D&H booth, and they're not stopping there. They're going to these other new AI vendors or cybersecurity vendors, and they seem to be forgotten at these big conferences.
Yeah. Yeah, I used to leverage them too. There was a lot of good programs they had. I always found I could get a little more margin out of T out of Tech Data. That was our distributor of choice than we could with others. And having the support staff on site at Tech Data was a big deal. We leveraged that a bunch of times too. They would have marketing programs that we took advantage of. So I think a lot of people maybe don't actually dig in to what their distributor offers, and maybe Pax8's success is because they've done a better job at promoting those things.
No, that's a great point. It's just like we've talked about Microsoft and what a behemoth program that is. You almost need a full-time employee to constantly research all the different programs and promotions and rebates that they have so you could take advantage of them. The major distribution partners
Yeah,
have that same problem. But
they do.
there's still a lot of value add, I think. They just need to figure out the messaging. I see them continuing to struggle.
Yep, I agree. I think they've got the opportunity to succeed and plenty of market out there available for them to do so. So, yeah. Hey, let's talk about the news. There was some really good stuff in the news this week.
Absolutely.
Yeah, just overnight as we record this, the Senate passed the budget bill. So go off to the House and then off to the president, which I think will probably happen in pretty short order. And it centered around those SNAP payments. I think I heard in the news this morning something about a 1 month back pay on those SNAP payments to help people get fed is what tipped the scales, and now it's moving forward. So that's good news to have the government open. I hate to see people working for free. I had an occasion to go to the Secretary of State's office, and they of course were working for free. Rather, I'm sorry, the Social Security Administration's office. People in that office were working for free, and I thank them profusely because I don't know too many people that are so dedicated as to work for free as some of our government workers are.
I know some family and friends that are working for the government, and it's been a tough time. Morale's down, and my million-dollar question is, how did we get to that point? This is the longest shutdown of all time. They ought to put something together where even if both sides are fighting over the balancing the budget or whatever bills they want to pass, there should be something in place to just always keep the government going. I mean, don't you agree? To me, it's just ridiculous that the federal employees and the government shutdown is something that's being leveraged to negotiate. I wish that
Yeah,
was the case.
that didn't used to happen, and I forget what the trigger was now that made this into the political football that it is, but I do think they need to fix that problem. So we get into this every 2 years now. It's gotten to the point of ridiculousness.
Yeah, I agree. But anyway, it looks like this is fast tracked and things will be open again. So
Yeah,
looking
it's
forward
good
to getting
news.
back to normal. Yeah, it's great news.
All right, so LinkedIn released, and I missed this back in October, guys, but it crossed my view this week, and I wanted to bring it up. LinkedIn published their top 50 startups for 2025. And I found them really interesting list. So this is based on LinkedIn's own data. And LinkedIn's data is pretty strong, right?
Yep.
So it's about number of jobs, people searching for information about these companies on LinkedIn. Lots of good corporate interactions is really how they're basing that, and growth in the number of people hired. So this we'll include this list, and I think everybody should take a look at it. There were a lot of companies I'd never heard of before. There was a large number of healthcare startups, which I think is awesome news, because I think we've got a lot of work to do in healthcare, and I'm really excited to see actually the good that AI could do in healthcare.
Yeah.
Help people make better and better, more accurate and faster decisions. I think there's a huge opportunity for AI in healthcare. So it was interesting to see a lot of companies there.
Mm-hmm.
There was some food companies in it. I know Rize is on that list. R-Y-Z-E. That's the mushroom coffee people. And man, whoever their social marketing team is outstanding. Yeah. I don't drink coffee, and I'm not excited to try coffee from mushrooms. So it does not speak to me at all, but man, it's in my feeds. It's in my email. It's on LinkedIn. It's everywhere. And yeah. they've made an impact. They're on that top 50 list. That's incredible.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm surprised to see so many names that I didn't recognize. You know, I recognized a handful, and then I was surprised just to see so many healthcare companies in there. But yeah, interesting list. Of course, you know, AI is dominating it, but it's a cool list. You got to check it out.
AI is not as dominant as you might. I mean, you might have thought like top 50, they all have to be AI. That's all we hear about is AI. And number one is AI. It's the second year in a row. It's Perplexity. So yeah, but take a look at that list. Get to know those companies, because someday they'll become public companies, and it's good opportunities to start to follow some of these up and comers.
Yep, exactly.
And next item. Oh, yeah, go ahead. Did you have something else?
No, I was just going to say one of your favorite companies are in the headlines as well.
Apple.
Your Apple, yeah.
Yeah, Apple's talking. You know, we talked last week about their 50th anniversary, and you know what big new things might be coming, and it was sort of like, well, nobody's really sure. They're being a little bit tight-lipped about it. Of course, there'll be anniversary devices and yada yada, but this week's article was about their cellular technology in the cell phones. And they've had it since Apple 14, where you can do emergency calling via satellite. Mm-hmm. And they use a company called Globalstar for that. And so if you need to call 911, if you need to call roadside assistance, if you have any type of emergency, you can make an emergency phone call. I think that's been very helpful to a lot of people. And it gives a little bit that extra sense of security, right? I think wagging our cell phones around everywhere is a little bit of a feeling of security for many people. I know, you know, I feel a little bit nude if I don't have my cell phone right next to me. I think we've all gotten used to that. So the expansion of this is interesting. They're going to be including just general text and messaging, including photos. No emails or internet browsing, but they teased that that's where this is headed. That's coming down the line. No phone calls yet, but it's coming. Apple's making big investments in Globalstar, their cellular provider. And we're seeing other things happen too. Google Androids and, what's the name of that cellular company? They've been really touting their relationship with Starlink to provide you with satellite services if you buy their cell plan. So there's a lot of noise about cellular moving towards satellite, and I think we're on a clear path now to the future of getting away from cell towers.
Yeah, I agree. There's so much bad press about the cell towers, and they seem to, you know, work intermittently, but technology-wise, the satellites make so much more sense to me.
Yeah, I think so. You know, when there's a power outage, the cell towers go down too. That's an issue. And they have last mile problems, right? A lot of rural areas still have really spotty coverage or don't have, 5G yet. They're still operating on 3G, which doesn't give you the whole internet experience. So a lot of problems with cell towers that will be, they've been great. But it's new technology coming along. It's going to be time to let those go. You wanted to talk about Kaseya's new CEO and things that are beginning to be talked about as far as direction.
You and I are famous for talking about, the big conferences and what news comes out or what news doesn't come out. And it seems like lately there's a lot of underwhelming news coming out. It's all the same thing. But there was an interesting article I saw, about it was right after DataCon, and it said a kinder Kaseya emerges under the new CEO, Rania Sukar. And she obviously a female, and Fred was such a strong vocal male in the channel, and Kaseya. Most MSPs, think of Kaseya as a four-letter word. They didn't have the best. Either you love them or you hate them. It's amazing. Because there's some diehard fans, but they had a bad reputation.
He was very brash. And, it definitely rubbed me the wrong way, and maybe some other people as well. It's just his demeanor and his personality, and he was, very forward with his personality. And he had no problem with four-letter words from the stage and, things like that. And I don't think it played well with everybody, and it did give them a reputation as being not a very nice company. So maybe this will change. I'm still going to hold by my thing that she comes from Intuit, and Intuit has been really successful at adding little add-ons and nickel and diming their customers. And so we'll see what happens over at Kaseya. Because in addition to being nice, she's also said their future is in APIs, so making connections to other services. So it'll be interesting to see how that grows, but I look forward to seeing a kinder, gentler Kaseya for sure.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think that was great press, really.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
But
Well, when you get a new CEO, you want people to know that this represents a sea change for your company, right?
sure. Yeah, and it hopefully time will tell. Time will tell how that looks moving forward. So
Time
interesting
will.
stuff.
I've got one last thing I wanted to talk about, and that is I have given out scholarships to help techs get certified because I do believe that certifications are very important. And I didn't do it last year for the first time in many years, but it's back. So I've got five scholarships for people that are taking this time. I just changed it up a little bit.
I love it.
Microsoft certifications, because that is the dominant technology in our industry. Microsoft certifications, be they managerial, because they do have some of those now, or technical, and I will reimburse you for taking that exam. So in my newsletter is where they can get the link for that. So if you're not subscribed yet, do that. Get the link to that. Get the link to apply for that scholarship program, and I hope we get some more people certified in our industry.
Yeah, we'll see if we can get that link added up into the show notes. That would be great to put the link up on the website. But what a great program. Thank you for doing that, Amy. That's awesome.
So listeners, head over to thirdtier.net. If you're not on my list yet, you'll get that pop-up on the website that you can stick your email address in and join the newsletter, the four Microsoft 365 admins newsletters, that one I'm talking about. So make sure you're on the list and get some of your team certified. It matters. And tout it. Tell your customers your team status is certified. It matters to them too.
Yeah. Awesome. Awesome.
Awesome. Well, James, that wraps up for today. Thank you for, or actually, did you have an announcement you need to make?
I don't think I've got anything new. There's a on the 20th, I'll be emailing out my list, but I've got an Ask Anything on M&A, a live webinar that I'm doing with Easy DMARC. So that's okay. On the 20th of November. That'll be fun. And then I've got my Mastermind Live MSP event in Newport Beach, December 4th and 5th. And we've got Carl coming to speak, and we've got several success stories. We're going to talk a lot about M&A, a lot about sales, marketing, trends, kind of state of the union stuff. So that'll be a fun event in Newport Beach. So that's my quick update.
Nice. All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening to another edition of the SMB Community Podcast, and we will see you next week.
All right. Take care, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to the SMB Community Podcast. If you found this interesting or fun, please subscribe, share with your friends, and give us a thumbs up on your favorite social media. We would love to hear from you, so reach out anytime on the website at smbcommunitypodcast.com.